Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Happy hump day to everybody. What? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, happy hump day. Back to you.
I know you were going to.
Hey, I got a text from Fitz. So we found out we're Taurus the Bulls. Get this. His son's birthday just May 14th. So
nice.
It's in the family.
Nice.
What sign are you? Angry.
Libra.
Okay.
Libra.
Yeah. Libra gang. Hey, you said you had a name for
it. I do have a name for you because you guys are
Vucevic.
You guys are all doing, I don't know what you're, Derek White. Okay. No. Yeah, you're going to go get Derek White. If you want to talk about Boston, here's the real.
That's getting broken up.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want Drew Holiday for Kuminga? You want Drew Holiday or Al Horford?
Drew Holiday. Good Lord. Tito, he plays hard, but give me Drew Holiday.
You would take Drew Holiday for Kuminga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you?
No, that's the kind of deal I'm out
on. Wow.
Completely and
for
utterly
what,
out
if they're
on.
Dedicated to what the right now, Drew Holiday's the guy.
Yeah, he's got two more years Steiny. And then a player option.
He's, man.
Let's see. What kind of year did he have?
I'm going to say not his best, but he's a baller, man. And he's a champion, two-time champ.
Real good player. There's no doubt about it. He averaged
Giannis misses him.
Averaged 18.
Damn. Why at 18? What did he shoot from deep?
35% from three.
Right. And a hell of a 5D.
Yeah.
Because we have no point of attack defense. That's a concern, Steiny.
That's one of the concerns.
Gotcha. Could be at the top of the list, depending on who you ask.
I mean, Drew Holiday is a guy who, he hasn't played more than 67 games.
I'm okay with. Oh, go ahead.
Man, I'm just 67, 61, 59, 67, 67, 69, 62.
I'm in. I want Curry to play 65 next year.
You're going to have to build in 20 missed games for these guys. That's to me why I can't do it. I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Let's go to Big Smooth. Big Smooth's in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Big Smooth.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. Try to figure it out, Smooth.
Listen, first of all, first things first, Guru.
What you got?
Guru, we have the same birthday, brother.
Oh, my. Malcolm X, too? Yeah.
Malcolm X, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
The great Malcolm X. Yeah,
we
have the same birthday, brother.
I love it. That's why
we just
get along, man.
Just learned that.
Yeah.
Just learned that about you.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man. If you piece together what Fitz just said about Kuminga and what Steve Kerr said, they know what they want, guys. Fan base, stop it. You're sounding not very smart. You sound like, oh, we need to fire Steve Kerr. Stop it. Cut it out. You don't know more than they know. They're there every day. They're in the gym. They're in film study. Stop it. They know what they – listen, I'm with you, Steiny. Signing. We can match. But you know what? This is the role we need you to play, man. And all this, and I'm hearing, we need to go half and half. No, you just need to do what they need you to do. You're the most valuable to this team when you play the role that they have for you. I'm with you. I like Kuminga. He's athletic. He's a part of something. He's not the something. He's a part of something. I think we're assessing them all wrong.
I do too.
Bro, we need you to be more like, I hate to say this, but you know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of his game to me right now, and I hope it gets better.
Okay.
He's a young Orlando Woolridge. Go think about it.
No, I was a fan. Yeah.
Of course.
So be a good Orlando Woolridge. Stop trying to be, he's not a poor man's AE. He's not a poor man's at. He's not a poor man's at man. He's not.
But Smooth, real quick, let me just throw this to you. I hear what you're saying in Fitz and Kerr in the second guess, and I get that. But in a perfect world where this team needs an infusion of young talent, and this is no shot at the two guys I'm about to mention, there's no way Moody and Pods should be playing more than this dynamic young dude. So there is some responsibility on making it work, Smooth. That's like Kerr, but make this dude make it work.
So here's the thing, Goo, and I'm glad you said that because you said something else I want to address. You said we have no interior defense. Is that what you said, Mike?
Yeah, right.
Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
You know what? Because interior defense are it's not somebody you go get. It's somebody who wants to go out and play defense. You get somebody who wants the defense. You're not born with defense. You may be born to be able to shoot, run, jump. Defense is something you do because you have a desire. Defense is about desire. So do we need to change, or do we have a defensive coordinator? I don't know if they have somebody like that. But again, when after that trade, we were the number one defense. So I think people are underselling what was accomplished. We were left for dead in the water 2 months ago. Dude, we're one of eight teams left. What are we doing here, man? We're one of eight teams. Cleveland had a phenomenal season, and they're going to the first round. And we're bellyaching because we didn't win at all. Come on, guys. We have the talent. We have the – but here's the thing. In that regular season, we got to let the young dudes run. We got to mix. We got to get a blend of old and new to get us to the postseason. And we got the old dogs for the postseason. But we got to get there. This is a war of attrition.
Man, we lost it last year.
Thanks, Big Smoothie.
I was going to go Steiny on. That's my guy. It's not his same birthday, but I was just going to go you on him. No, everything he said had me fired up. But what about health, Smooth? What about health? You can't predict it.
Well,
and the Cadillac now,
I think you can.
The odometer on the big three in regard to miles, it's at 100, Steiny.
Well, that's why I can't, you can't count it. Yes, you can. You can count on him.
But this was his first one in 16 years.
No. I don't know what to tell you.
That it's not, we don't know if it's going to happen again.
Yeah, bet against it. Would you bet? Let me ask you a question. How much money would you bet that Butler, Draymond, and Steph all play 65 or more next year?
I would not make that bet.
So how are you going to win? How are you going to be a 5 seed, a 4 seed?
Oh, when they play, you maximize those. Steiny, I want to say easy. Like, we kind of, 20, like they did when they, 31 games and they went 23-8. Like, that's how you do it. And you'll be out sometime. I'll be out. Carter will be out. Pasta will be out. We've seen it.
Right, and you're going to lose those games for the most part.
Gone. Damn.
And like, here's the other thing with Kuminga, and I'm kind of with Austin on this one. You don't have to decide right now, probably, if Kuminga is your next superstar.
Right.
If somebody's coming out of the woodwork and paying him $35 million a year, it's bye-bye.
Totally get it.
The real thing, the only thing the Warriors have to do is try to figure out a way for him to stay in the fold at a reasonable number.
And do you really have confidence in that happening?
Well, I think after 4 years, he's a $15 to $20 million player.
And I would say after 4 years, they don't even know what position he plays.
I mean, that
doesn't help anything.
I want to keep Kuminga in the fold because he's the only, one of the few young players you have. And I get it. I guess people.
It's just kind of told us too.
Let's go to Coach Solomon in El Cerrito.
Coach.
What's up, Coach? How you doing, man?
What's up? How you guys doing out there, man?
Doing well.
So I want to say this. First of all, man, I've been a diehard Warrior since the TMC days.
Yep.
I've been coaching AAU for a while. So anyway, I kind of know some things. One word you guys haven't said this whole show is the Warriors were great, but we're in transition. The word is transition. So we got to make some type of moves. And the one move, I'm going to say this, it's like Curry, man. He's a star, of course, a one-in-a-lifetime star. It's hard to grow under somebody like that. It's just really hard to grow. So Kuminga, to me, I believe he can be a star, but he has to grow. Same like Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is great. And he looked at Jordan Poole as like a little brother. But Draymond Green, I'm going to talk about Draymond Green, he, to me, stunted Jordan Poole growth by, like you talked about earlier, with that punch. I didn't think Draymond Green really accepted that. And I still think under Draymond Green, with him being there, it's hard for the younger players to grow. So think about this, guys. It's like we have Butler right now. Butler is a better version of Draymond Green. He is. And he works with the young players. He made Moody better. Draymond Green, I love him, but he doesn't make players better. He ran Paul out of town. He ran Durant out of town. And Lehman, Kurt, their relationship's okay. So I'm going to say chess, not checkers. You want to play chess. Let's trade Draymond Green if we could.
Hey.
Let's get,
Coach. Coach, you know what? I'm not against that.
He's on fire.
You used the word. You said they're in transition. Like, that's the part. I don't think they want to be in a transition right now. And that's why Kuminga's being left out, and they're going all in with a big three.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely. But the big three, we can't just throw the big three dynasty away because, of course, I mean, it's right. Built the house.
Right.
But Draymond Green, when he ran Kevin Durant out of town, I was kind of like, right now, you got brother Trey Draymond. Let's get like a Zach Antony, a Jackson Jr. in there.
Yep.
And keep Kuminga. I think Kuminga can grow.
I think he can
be a cornerstone.
You know what, Coach? Let's let it there. I agree.
And I don't agree that they're in transition. They don't think they're in transition, you know?
I know they don't.
Okay.
I don't think they do.
You could tell me, Guru, you drink too much. If I don't think I drink too much, then I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're not. That was strong, but I've been called a Dre hater. I'm not. It's Dubs on mine all day. I know what's right and what's fair. How he got that 4 for a hundo after what transpired, man. And for him to say Jimmy's a better Draymond, well, offensively in his past is, you know, 40-point games in the playoffs. But, Steiny, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed. In the city, would you trade, how about Butler and Kuminga for Durant? Butler wanted to go to Phoenix.
I would turn that down. And 4 months ago, I would have said opposite. But, I'm staying with Butler and Kuminga. Would you do that?
No. I wouldn't. Unless you cannot get a sign and trade for Kuminga.
Well, you better if that's which way you choose to go.
Steiny, you can't go younger and go for it with Curry. If you want to go young, you got to trade Curry, Butler, and Draymond.
The rebuild don't start, you know, Steiny, until they're out of here. You know, and the Warriors are telling us that, and I appreciate it.
But I disagree with the philosophy that why can't you go younger and just start regrowing this thing with Steph?
Because Kuminga, the experience of Kuminga is telling you that what they got going or what they're dedicated to supersedes his future with the team. It comes at a cost. You getting Jimmy Butler, you knew that was coming with the cost of Kuminga. And maybe you were okay with that. So this is no, you know what I mean? They knew that. Going to get Jimmy was going to cost them. Basically, you said it. Like Kuminga was in the deal. I know it sounds crazy, but if you think about it, it's like, wow.
I feel like there were, you know, over the last 3 or 4 years, there were players out there whose names were being thrown around.
OGs are young players.
Right in the middle. Miles Turner. Oh, everybody wants Miles Turner now. Well, guess what? 2 or 3 years ago, you might have been able to have him. Same with like Julius Randle. But nobody wanted Julius Randle. Julius Randle wasn't good enough for Warrior fans.
And thank God, what's our guy that is on Phoenix now that got a no-trade clause? Beal.
Right.
How many times his name come up over the years?
And T. Moore on the YouTube chat. I disagree with the premise you have to stay old with Steph. I kind of agree with that too. Like, to me, what if I said this? Well, you can't go young with Steph. Okay? Well, look at the teams that are still playing. They're all young.
Oh, man. So, they remind me of the 14-15 Warriors. So two or three of them.
Who out there is under the illusion that the Warriors, by getting older, have a more realistic chance to win a title. I'm out. I don't buy it.
Well, help me, Stoney. I'm hearing you. What am I missing? Because if Curry had to retire for some reason, mm-hmm. and he was just off this team,
right?
Forget Butler and Dre. What do you got in regard to the youth that you're excited about?
My answer is nothing. Right. So you got to get younger right now, immediately. You should have gotten younger a year ago, maybe 2 years
but
ago.
Okay, so now Kuminga, you're wasting your entitlement, and he's earned it to Steph, and the way that you play is out the window. JK would be perfect. Now there would be no restrictions on what you're trying to fit him into a pick. You know what I mean? Like, oh my gosh.
What do you mean, oh my gosh?
I think he could play free and not be a slave to what the system is under Curry. You start with Kuminga doing what he did against Minnesota or trying to. There's no restraint. The only reason Kuminga doesn't fit is you're asking a wide receiver to play offensive line and he doesn't want to and he's not good at it. Let my man fly. What was it, Bette Miller? Spread your wings.
He can't. He can't with but. He can't.
That's what I mean.
With three old guys.
I was talking
running
about after
the team.
Yeah.
Well, that's why re-signing Kuminga is what I would do. And what about Curry? What about him? Like.
But it runs,
hey,
the
Steph,
system is him, Steiny, that's all.
I got news for you. Stay this old and you got less of a chance to win it all than trying to get younger. Like, that's kind of the way I feel like.
Theodore Rand, in regard to Kuminga, I think. Stop asking a Ferrari to be a Toyota Tundra.
And again, I'm re-signing Kuminga not because not because I think he's going to be a superstar. But because he's an asset. That's it.
He's got all-star capability,
no,
I believe.
No, he doesn't. Oh, not wow. right now. I mean, goop.
I mean, like, 3 years when he's 25. Still a pup.
See, but...
Oh, my God, Stoney. Just give him three.
And what's he going to do in 3 years?
Maybe be an all-star.
But see, that's the problem.
And your best player.
People's expectations for this kid, I think, are unrealistic. I just think we're talking about an all-star like...
In 3 years.
Okay.
Not now, obviously.
Who's he going to be better than in 3 years?
On his team, it looks like right now.
Other teams.
But how many OGs are going to be fading away? The Paul Georges, you know what I mean? There's a new era coming in, Steiny. How many has Kawhi got? Like, just think of Harden. I mean, that chapter, and I don't want it to, it's upon us in 3 or 4 years. I'm just saying, Kuminga, I don't want to say a failure through 4 years, but it feels like it. The fact that you don't even know if you want him back, and if you bring him back, he can't be the best version of himself, so he might think. But boy, Steiny, you remove Curry and Dre off this team and Jimmy. Jesus Christ, I would love Kuminga to be on my team.
On the Warriors?
Yes.
How good do you think he'd be?
Well, now that's a whole nother... Well, how good are you going to be if he's not on here and you got pods, you got posts, and you got Moody?
I'm not advocating going older. Mm. I'm not advocating to get rid of Jonathan Kuminga. We've already sacrificed young guys for this old core, including Jordan Poole.
Yeah, man.
And again, I don't believe Kuminga's going to be a superstar. But I do want him on the Warriors because I do think he can be a piece. Right. I don't know what kind of piece. Right. But he's only 22 years old. Try to get him under contract for 15 or 20. Let him grow 4 more years. Try to play him as much as possible next year because the old guys need rest. I don't think it's going to work. But maybe after next year, Kuminga has a nice year. The old guys are a year older. And people will finally start acknowledging the writing on the wall, which you can't erase. And that's this team's too old, and its core's too old.
Mm. And, no, that's real. Let me just throw this to you. If you had a crystal ball, and I know if I'm correct, Wiggins has made one all-star team. If Kuminga could be Wiggins, is that enough for you? I would take that, Steiny.
Well, yes, right now, because you know that Kuminga's one-dimensional. Because if he would turn into Wiggins, He'd be a better three-point shooter. Yeah. He'd be a better defender.
Rebounder. On ball. Oh, my gosh.
So
let's go. B of A defense, man.
Let's go to David in El Cerrito. Hey, David, how are you?
Good morning, actually. Oh, good afternoon. We're there.
Yes, sir.
I mean, look, you got to look at Kuminga and say, can he be OG Anunoby? Can he maybe, on his best, rise to the level of a Siakam? Like, that's what you're hoping. Siakam's 30 years old. You know, it's OG Anunoby's almost 30 years old.
Right.
So there's time on it. I just don't think the Warriors, as a franchise, and people have argued against it, clearly they're old. But the thing is, the Bay Area has a hard time signing players. It's just a fact. Yes, they got Durant because he wanted to buy titles. I get it. Yes, they got Jimmy because he was trying to get out of somewhere. They can get guys in certain circumstances. But as a city, because of the cost of living here and a variety of other factors, it's a hard place to sign players. So you can't give up assets. You can't let people walk.
Right.
Like when you have an asset. You have to find a way. Now, I think that the Warriors play basketball differently than every other team in the league.
Yeah.
So maybe on another team, they value him differently than the Warriors would. Like, if he was playing alongside Halliburton right now, he might be throwing down dunks left and right. He might be, you know, a top-end. He might be more like Siakam. But on the Warriors, he may not fit. But this Warrior team is fading and almost done. You can't sell a guy who's 22 when you have a problem bringing assets in from the outside in free agency.
Yeah. Man. I hear you. Thanks, David. Appreciate the call. I mean, it seems, what's the word? Incongruous that we all agree the Warriors need to get younger and they need a wing, but they're going to get rid of Kuminga.
Well, I don't know if they need to get younger. Like I told you, I'm still in on the core. Maybe you need to get better, younger players, or was this just an anomaly by Moody and Pods in the playoffs and post? And Gary Payton II, who I know is not part of the youngster crew, but the bottom line is a lot of the Warrior others, for whatever reason, in that Houston series in Minnesota, Stoney, didn't give you what they did in the regular season. It felt like. Like it was an avalanche of just like, oh, whoa.
You think, let's say the Warriors essentially run it back. Maybe Kuminga's here, maybe he's not. Maybe you got something for him, maybe you didn't. But you don't have any draft picks. Maybe you get a role player in here. You think you're going to be better than Houston next year? Like, see, let me ask you, I know this is the way I would ask it, because I know sometimes when we have this conversation, you go, I don't care what other teams are doing. I kind of do. So
I'd give Houston the nod.
Okay.
All right.
What about Dallas?
If healthy, I think we could go toe-to-toe with them, but I could see Dallas being better than us.
What about OKC?
I said they can be better than us.
How many teams do you think would be on that list?
So that's three. I don't know what I want to do with Minnesota, but we're talking about regular season finessing it. So
right.
And look what Minnesota did. They barely were ahead of the Warriors just this past year. So
right.
I don't know what they do, which way they go if they lose the series. But I see where you're going, Stoney, but man – we just saw him go 23-8 and have the best defense in the league once Jimmy arrived. Now you get a whole offseason, and Jimmy's a Warrior from the start. Until you tell me what game or when this injury happens to one of the older players, I think the Warriors are in a good place. I just really believe that.
That's fair.
I believe they're playing tonight against OKC if Steph doesn't pull his hammy. Like, in a crazy world, if you're Joe Lacob, don't you like, hey, Joe, how did your team get eliminated in the playoffs? Man, we looked old, Minnesota beat us, and everybody was healthy. Or Joe, our best player came up lame, and we lost. I think I'll take the latter. Like, there's a reason.
Yeah. I don't know how you could watch the Warriors the last 3 years. 3 years. And think that a team with this core, with the players they have, Draymond, Butler, and Steph, still by far the most important players on the team. I think the idea that they won't get injured, like, I think that is, what's the word?
Ludicrous.
Negligence.
Right.
Negligence.
Well, if your friend, our friend, Stoney, Joe Lacob's listening. That's what they're doing. So
right.
you're just telling him if he's listening. I kind of disagree with you guys going down this road.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, he's got other – well, let me get out of here, but he's got other fish to fry. You know what he's got to do too? Continue to sell out the building. And maybe that's part of the thing going on here. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.